Hello guys, this is an intelligent analyst and I'm back with another movie review and analysis. Today I'm going to talk about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. The long wait for the next Marvel Studio venture is finally over, and after the long wait of 6 years, we have the next installment of Doctor Strange franchising, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. There have been a lot of speculations and theories behind this movie, considering what we saw in the WandaVision, Marvel's What If and Spider-Man No Way Home. All of those shows and movies were around the concept of multiverse, and this is one of the most talked about subject right now in the film community. But was Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness worth all the hype it created in the last few months? Did it deliver what was promised by MCU? Let's find out. Story: America Chavez accidentally bumped into Doctor Strange while she was trying to escape from a demon from another universe. Doctor Strange saved her from the help of the Sorcerer Supreme Wong, but later found out that she has the power to travel the multiverse, but she does not know how to use it. Doctor Strange and Wong promised to help her keeping safe, and Doctor Strange reached out to Wanda for help in this matter. From there, the story takes a sharp turn, which leads to a lot of chaos, fights, action, and deaths. Cast and crew. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is the sequel to Doctor Strange 2016 and 28th movie of the MCU. The film was directed by Sam Raimi, who earlier directed Spider-Man trilogy 2002 2007 and Evil Dead franchise 1981 to present, and written by Michael Waldron. In the main star cast, we have Benedict Cumberbatch as Stephen Strange, Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda, Benedict Wong as Wong, Shoji Gomez as America Chavez, and Rachel McAdams as Christine Palm. Cinematography was done by John Matheson, and music was done by Danny Elfman. The movie was released on 6 May 2022, and the total running time is 126 minutes. Positives. What I loved the most about Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is Elizabeth Olsen. She is such a fantastic performer and actor, you would not be able to keep your eyes off the screen when she is there. She showed all the faces of emotions available in humans with a great conviction and ease. For me, it is more of an Elizabeth Olsen movie than Benedict. She was impressive throughout the film and played such a strong character as Wanda Scarlet Witch. You are going to witness the true potential of Wanda, which was kept hidden from us for so long. I'm happy to say that she got everything she truly deserved in this movie. I loved her, and so will you. Then we have the title star of the movie, Benedict Cumberbatch, as Doctor Strange, and he is such a reliable actor. He slipped through various versions of Doctor Strange from different universes and looks so real and convincing. From action sequences to comedy, horror, thriller, and sorcery, he played all and scored full marks everywhere. This is one of his best works, and he's truly impressed everyone. Along with Elizabeth Olsen and Benedict Cumberbatch, Wong did an amazing job, along with most of the characters. Everyone did their job with honesty and felt real. The use of background score was top-notch and uplifting of the overall movie. I must praise Danny Elfman for the work he did with this movie. There was a lot of CGI work, which is the trademark of MCU, and they always grab full marks on that. It was a delight to watch this movie in theaters in 3D. The creators tried to touch a lot of stuff with this movie and explored a lot of possibilities. The concept of the movie was outstanding, and the creators were able to convey their message to the audience. The story keeps you hooked till the end, and there is hardly any place where you feel bored or disinterested. The costumes and locations were all beautiful and treat to the eyes. Negatives. The only thing that was missing from Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was wow factor. They tried to include a lot of stuff in the movie and connect it with a lot of earlier movie Marvel projects, but that all turned into a bit of a mess. There were so many things that were jumping from one to another screen that the creators were not able to bind them all together perfectly. America Chavez did not leave any impact on the audience, including a lot of other new characters. that were introduced in the movie as the Illuminati. The worst of all was the last post-credit scene. It was a complete waste and betrayal to the Marvel fans. Conclusion: I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, considering the concept, the visual treat, Benedict and Elizabeth Olsen. There were some shortcomings, but you're still going to love this movie. For me, this movie should have been called The Dreams of Scarlet Witch. But then, who am I to question the creators? But an old MCU fan. Tell me what you felt about this movie. Do you agree with my analysis? Do you think there could have been something better to make this movie? Please write your thoughts in the comments. This is again Devendra as the Intelligent Analyst. Please subscribe, share and follow for more. Thank you.